Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty for Ashes with your host, Prophet Kyle T. Miller.
He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for
good evening and welcome to Beauty for Ashes. I'm your host, Prophet Kyle Miller. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:3 that the Lord Jesus will give us beauty for ashes and oil of joy for mourning and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Isn't it so good to know that no matter what situations we encounter, no matter what trials and tribulations that happen in our life, God is there with us and he's got our back and he's got a good plan for our life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Well, I'm so grateful for those of you who are on tonight. If you have friends, call them, text them, let them know that we're on tonight. You can also go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/Prophet Kyle, or it may be Prophet Kyle T. Miller, and there you'll see the link for Blog Talk Radio. And if you would, I'm asking that you would share it with your friends tonight because they really, 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 really need to hear the show tonight. Had some technical difficulties last week with Blog Talk and was unable to get on the air, which that is a problem sometimes, and so I apologize for that. I don't have any control over that. That's an issue with Blog Talk. And as of right now, I have not found another system yet that works best for me. I know that there's Periscope and there's some other applications that I'm kind of playing around with. As Facebook is now doing audio, that, you know, now you can do audio on Facebook, and I'm considering those outlets as well. But right now, this has been the system that's worked best for me. However, Blog Talk does have its own set of technical problems, and so I'm trying to work through those as well. I will say this. I do want to make you guys aware of some things. If you go to my website, ProphetKyleTMiller.com, that's where you can keep up with my itinerary and where I will be over the next few months. My travel schedule is starting to increase, and so I'm really excited about that. That's just going to give me another opportunity to reach out and minister and visit with you face-to-face. So this Sunday, I will be at Pastor Joyce's church, Derek Joyce, in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll be at his church at Derek Joyce, that's J-O-Y-C-E, I'll be at his church this Sunday at 9:30 a.m., so if any of you all who are in the Memphis area, Memphis, Tennessee area, I'd love for you to come out and visit and come visit the church, and I'd love to come and lay hands on you and pray over you and all of those good things and prophesy to you. Service there will start at 9:30 this Sunday, and I'll be teaching a message dealing with faith, and it's going to be a great message. For contact information for Pastor Joyce's church, along with address, so you can put it in your navigation and come visit us. You can go to my website at prophetkyle.com, and in the itinerary section, you'll see for the month of February, you'll see his church listed along with the address and a contact number. So hopefully I'll get a chance to see you all this Sunday in Memphis. And then in March, the second weekend of March, I will be in the DMV. I'll be in the DMV. That's the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. I'll be there the second weekend in March, and I'll be ministering at Apostle Lawrence Overton's church, Kingdom Builders. And so I'm really excited about that. What we'll be doing there, it's going to be a 2-day seminar on that Saturday. Let me get those dates up so I can give you the right dates so you guys will be able to come make it. Yeah, but that'll be March 12th and 13th. March 12th and 13th. So on the 12th, that Saturday, we're going to do a prophetic workshop, which is going to start at 10 a.m. We'll do a morning session from 10 to noon, and then we'll do another afternoon session from 2 to 4. And we'll be basically ministering on the prophetic, and I'll be doing a whole seminar on what the prophetic is, you know, how to discern whether you're called into the office of a prophet. We'll be doing some question and answer. I'll be doing some gift activations and prophetic activations and prophesying to those people who come to the conference. So that's going to be, it's going to be a really great time. Any of you who are curious about the prophetic, or you feel like you have a prophetic call upon your life, or you want to just basically walk in a prophetic anointing. You know, Apostle Paul said it this way. He said, I wish that you would all prophesy. You know, prophesying is not something spooky, spiritual. Prophesying is a gift that God gave, as mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And it's a gift that he wants his body to flow in. And so that's what I'll be doing. I'll be prophesying and activating you, getting you activated in your gifts and your callings and stuff. And that's very, very important, is which I will be talking about tonight. The Lord changed my message, and I'll be talking to you tonight about divine purpose. And this is a very, very, very important message. So if you have friends who feel like they're lost and don't know what they're supposed to be doing right now, you need to call them and tell them they need to listen to this show tonight, because it's going to be powerful, and it's going to be something that's going to really, really help them and set them on course. Because, you know, divine purpose is everything. You know, divine purpose, everything. Knowing what you're called to do is extremely important, because it's only when you determine and you figure out what you're called to do is that God then begins to, you know, supernaturally move in your life. You know, a lot of people, they spend their whole life in a job, in a career, in something that God has never called them to. And so that's why, consequently, they spend a lot of their life miserable, unfulfilled, beating their head against the window, because they never discern what it is that they're called to do. You know, it's just like if you think about if you had a automobile, and that automobile was never driven. You know, what if people just got on top of a car, and they just used the top of the car to set up a picnic basket or something, or to eat lunch on top of. You know, so you're using that car for a purpose, but you're not using that vehicle for the purpose in which it was created. You know, and so that's what I'm going to be talking tonight about, divine purpose, and you discerning and determining what your divine purpose is. So we'll be talking about that tonight. But before I do, I also want to let you know that then the third week of March, from March the 22nd through the 28th, I will be at Prophet Charles Emporium's church, Prophet Charles Emporium's church in Accra. I think one of my African friends, I was calling it Accra, and one of my dear African brothers, he had to correct me. He said it's Accra. So I will be in Accra, Africa, Ghana, Accra, Ghana, March the 22nd through March the 28th, and I'll be ministering at Prophet Charles Emporium's church, Accra, Ghana. And as I, you know, stated with my other itinerary locations of where I'll be, you can always go to my website at prophetkyle.com, and I have a section called itinerary, and that's where you can find out where I am, what I'm doing, and where I'll be. And then finally, I do want to say this. I want to apologize to some of the confusions concerning last week's email and this one. I'm working with Constant Contact, right? And so when I go in and update my template, you know, with the dates and stuff, lately it's been showing me that the updates have been made, right? And then but when I email the letter out, it's showing the old dates, you know, from other, you know, from the template that I use to invite you all to on Blog Talk. So I just wanted to apologize that, you know, and there's any confusion. What you can do to always ensure that you know the dates and times of my shows is you can actually go on to Blog Talk Radio, you know, and register to follow me. You know, you can follow me on Blog Talk Radio. And so then whenever my show is getting ready to air, you'll actually get a confirmation, you know, to let you know that my show is getting ready to come on. So I just wanted to, you know, let you be aware of that. That way there's no confusion on what night I'm coming on or if I'm going to have a show tonight. You can just follow me, and then when you follow me, you'll always get a reminder that'll come directly to your inbox of your email, which will remind you and let you know that the show is getting ready to come on. All righty. Well, with that being said, I'm going to ask if you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 43:1. And God changed my message. I was actually had in my heart to teach on faith, and we'll just pick up on that next week. But I've learned, you know, from the Lord that when the Holy Spirit speaks to you and he begins to start working with you on some things, that it's best to just go ahead and flow with the Lord, because that's going to, when you do that, you know, you're always going to have a word that ministers directly to the heart of the people that are listening. You know, by me being a prophet, not only should that manifestation of exhortation, edification, and comfort come through, you know, the delivery of the prophetic word, but it should also come through what I'm teaching, that even the printed word that I'm teaching, it should have a prophetic flavor to it, because I'm actually teaching something that's divinely in line with what you need to hear at that particular moment in your life. Amen? So in Isaiah 43:1, I'm talking about purpose and why it's so important for you to have purpose. You know, and as I was sharing earlier, you know, I think this is so critical, especially in this time and hour. And you may say, okay, purpose, what is that all about? Okay, purpose is basically you fulfilling the divine will of God for your life. Okay, and you say, well, why is that so important? Well, fulfilling God's divine will for your life is very important, because it's only when you determine and when you discover the divine purpose that God's called you for that you will have fulfillment. Okay, a lot of people are unfulfilled. A lot of people are unhappy. A lot of people are depressed, you know. And a lot of this is because they are not functioning in the divine will and purpose for their lives. You know, a lot of times when I minister to people and they're being challenged with depression, you know, and I understand depression because I dealt with it for, you know, a series and season in my life. But typically, what I found is that depression occurs when we're not divinely aligned with our divine purpose. And so when we're not divinely aligned with our divine purpose, then we become despondent, we get into despair, we feel as though our life has no purpose, it has no meaning. And so, you know, people who understand and have identified their purpose, you know, they don't get it depressed. You know, they don't get in depression because they know that there's a divine purpose that they have to fulfill. Now, let me share this with you. The divine purpose that God has called you to fulfill, only you can fulfill. I'm going to say that again. The divine purpose that God has for you to fulfill, only you can fulfill. You know, God made every person different. Now, the scripture says that we're many members, but we're one body. We're many members, but we're one body. You know, and then Apostle Paul, when he was teaching that, I think that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he was beginning to explain. He says, you know, can the eye say to the foot that there's no need of you? Can the foot say to the arm that there's no need of you? You know, he said, heaven forbid, absolutely not, because all of these different functions in the body, they all have their divine purpose. They all have their whole reason. And this is another reason why purpose is so important. Understanding and identifying your divine purpose is very important because it cuts out jealousy. Yeah, when you know your purpose, you have no reason to be jealous of anybody else. You know, it always amazes me, and you know, I've been a part of, you know, a few ministries, you know, and I've worked with different pastors and leaders and things of that nature. And one of the things that always puzzles them is that I'm not motivated at all by jealousy. You know, I've even had, you know, different ministers try to, you know, pit me against different prophets within the organization, or try to get, you know, elevate some other prophet above me to try to get me upset, or, you know, try to motivate me to do something that they wanted me to do, you know, and it doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work is because, you know, I understand my purpose. I recognize and realize that nobody can be Kyle better than Kyle can. And it's the same way with you. Nobody can be you better than you. And there's a divine purpose by which God has put you on this earth. And nobody can do that purpose as good as you. And so when you understand that, then that totally alleviates jealousy. Because what jealousy is, I look at someone else's calling, I look at their giftings, and I say, oh, man, I wish I was doing that, or I wish I could do that, or why can't I do that, God? But see, when you understand your divine purpose, you understand the reason why God put you on this earth, you understand why God created you, there is no jealousy, because I recognize that what I've been called to do, you can't do it as good as I can. And if you're doing something great, praise God. That's the divine purpose and calling in which God has created you to function in. But I don't have to be upset or jealous because God is gracing you and God is exalting you and God is blessing you and how he's using you, because that's the calling and equipping of how God has equipped you. But I've got my calling. And the calling that God has given me, nobody can do it as well as me, right? So in Isaiah 43:1, it says this: but now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. I'm going to say that again. But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. Okay, so God is saying right from the jump street, you don't ever have to get in fear of anything. God has already redeemed you. What does that mean? God is saying, I've already called you back to myself. Basically what God is saying right there is, I've got you. You don't have any reason to be fearful. I got you. I got you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you stumble. He said, I've got you. So therefore, you don't have to fear. I've called you back to myself. Then he says, I summoned you by name, which means God is saying, I've called you by name. You are mine. God says, I've called you, and you're mine. Okay. So what does that say? That scripture is basically saying that everybody that's listening to me right now, you have a calling. You have been called to do something in this earth realm. Now, your job is to determine and to identify what it is that God has called you to do. But everybody has been called. Some people have been called to ministry. Some people have been called to the corporate world. Some people have been called to be teachers. Some have been called to be lawyers. Some have been called to be, yes, actors, actresses, musicians, performers. God has called some people to be sanitation engineers or a custodian. Somebody else, he's called them to be, you know, a prayer warrior. You know, whatever it is, God has called you to do something. Now, your job is to then identify what it is God has called you to do. And once you start moving towards what God has called you to do, you're going to find yourself being a lot happier. You're going to find yourself being a lot more fulfilled. God will begin to start fulfilling the desires of your heart. You'll find that your resources will begin to increase. Your joy will begin to increase. Your happiness will begin to increase because you're divinely aligned with what God has called you to do. You know, a lot of people spend their whole life working a job that they hate. People spend time working jobs that they never wanted to do. You know, my dad was telling me about one of his classmates in medical school. And, you know, my dad was telling me that one of his classmates in medical school, my father, he was a physician. And so he was telling me about one of his classmates in medical school. And he said this guy was a genius. You know, he said he would be in his room studying and you know, busting his brain out, you know, trying to understand chemistry and physiology and all these different hard courses, you know, that doctors take. And he would spend all night studying. And he said that, you know, when he was walking past, you know, he stayed at that time, my father stayed in a residence hall. And he said, so he's walking, you know, through the residence hall, headed to his room. And he says that he's got this classmate who's in medical school with him. This guy is in the lobby, you know, playing cards, you know, drinking beer, you know, eating popcorn, you know, just having a great time. And my dad said that the guy was just a literal genius. So, you know, he would come in to take the exam, and with my dad take the exam, and, you know, my dad would, you know, might make a B, and this guy would make an A, or, you know, my dad might make a C, and this guy would make an A or a B. And, you know, and it was just, it amazed my dad, because he was like, this guy is a genius. You know, it's like he doesn't hardly ever have to study, and he always makes good grades. And so he was in medical school with him. Well, both of them, went, matriculated through medical school and graduated and did residencies. And, you know, your residency is basically where you work under a licensed physician for so many years, and then afterwards, then you're basically doing the work of a doctor, but you haven't gotten full licensure yet. So basically, it's kind of like free work or work at a low scale, you know. But it's basically an apprenticeship type period where you're being trained and taught. And so my dad went through that, and his friend went through, you know, and then they both went to practice. But an interesting thing happened. After about a year, my dad's classmate, he dropped out. You know, he quit practicing. He quit practicing, and, you know, he was friends with my dad. And so my dad asked him, he said, well, why did you quit? He said, why did you, you know, quit practicing? He said, it wasn't in my heart. I didn't enjoy it. He said, I didn't enjoy being a doctor. He said, as a matter of fact, I knew by the first year of med school that I didn't want to be a doctor. But I continued on with it because that's what my parents wanted me to do. And then once I got into, this is, you know, the man now discussing with my father why he quit the medical profession. And he said, once I got into it, I realized that I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy, you know, spending time talking to people and, you know, and counseling them and things of that nature and trying to encourage them while I treated them in medicine. He said, I didn't enjoy that. He said, I would rather be by myself working on something. And so that man went on, you know, and opened up his own business and was very, very successful. So he was able to identify the divine purpose that he was created. But, you know, a lot of people look at that and they say, you mean to tell me you walked away from a thriving medical profession, or you walked away from being a doctor so that you could open up your own business? Why would you do that? It was because that was not his divine purpose. And this is one thing I want you to understand. It doesn't matter what the salary is. It doesn't matter what the perks, the benefits, the things of that nature are. If you're not operating in your divine purpose, you're not going to be fulfilled. You're not going to be happy. And I will say this. Once you identify the divine will and the divine purpose of which God has called you to, then everything else will work itself out. You know, I'm a school teacher, and a lot of times, you know, I tell my students, I say, You know, choose a career based on what you're going to enjoy. Don't choose a career based upon money. Because what will happen is, if it's a career that you enjoy, you'll make money. If you're walking in your divine purpose of what God has called you to, you'll prosper. You'll prosper because even though that base salary, it may not pay much, but then because you excel so much at that job, because it's you're walking in your divine purpose, God will create other doors and opportunities for you to make income. You may become a consultant on the side, or you may become a master teacher. You may become a chief of staff over many other people in that area because it's a career and a profession that you love. And so God just begins to promote you and increase you in it because you're walking in God's divine purpose for your life. Now, in Jeremiah 1:5, it says this. Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Okay, so this scripture was a scripture, was a word, actually, that the Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah. And what he was telling Jeremiah was, you know, before you were even formed in your mother's belly, I knew you. I had already preordained and sanctioned you to be a prophet before you were even born. And then he says, I sanctified thee, meaning that God was saying to Jeremiah, I've set you apart. That word sanctification, it just means to be set apart. You know, a lot of times we've said somebody is sanctified because they wear a long dress or because they don't wear makeup or they wear their hair in a bun. You know, but that's not what sanctified or sanctification. Sanctification just means being set apart. That means you being set apart to do what it is God has called you to do. And then he said, then I ordained thee a prophet to the nation, meaning he ordained, he sent, he called Jeremiah, he equipped him to be a prophet to the nations. You know, but all of this was before Jeremiah was even formed in his mother belly. And it's the same way with you. You know, before you were even born, God had called you and commissioned you. Now, let me share something with you. You know, sometimes, you know, you'll hear a parent say, they'll say, you know, well, you really were a mistake. Parents will tell a child that you were a mistake. Well, you were a surprise baby. Well, you were a surprise to, you may have been a surprise to your mom and dad, but you weren't a surprise to God. And I want you to know that there's those of you who are listening, and you felt your whole life that, you know, your mom and your dad didn't want you, or that you weren't supposed to be born. I feel like I'm talking to some people tonight about that. But, you know, God wants you to understand, just like he told Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's belly, I had called you by name, and I sanctified you, and I had ordained you. And so there may be those of you who are listening tonight, and you and your mom or your dad or your parents or whoever, or maybe you were adopted, you know, you never even knew your natural parents, and you felt like, oh, I was a mistake, I was a surprise. Well, you may have been a surprise to the person that you were born to. You may have been a surprise to your mother. You may have been a surprise to your father. You may have been a surprise to them, but you weren't a surprise to God. God knew you were going to be born, and God said, I sanctioned you, and I called you, and I have ordained you. So not only were you not a surprise to God, but God is saying, listen, I have a purpose for you. And just by the express purpose that you were born, you know, and you weren't aborted, this signifies and says that I have something for you to do. So what is it that God has for you to do? What is it that God has for you to do? What have you been called to do? Do you even know, you know, what the divine purpose is and calling that God has for your life? Do you know what God has called you to do? You know, God has called each and every one of you to do something. He's called you to do something. And so, y'all, this is the reason why prophetic ministry is so important. You know, I hear pastors and teachers and stuff all the time, and they'll sit and they'll talk and say, oh, you know, we don't really need the prophet today. You know, we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell us, you know, what it is. And so, you know, the prophet is not as significant as it was. The prophet was basically, you know, set in the body to establish the church, but now that we have the church and people are filled with the Spirit, you know, then we don't need prophet. But no. Because most people, they don't even know what their purpose is. Now, that's one of the purposes of the prophet. What the prophet does is the prophet, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, can identify, you know, what your divine purpose is and set you on your course. I'm gonna give you an example. You know, when and I've told parts of my testimony, but I'll tell you the reason why it's so important for you to understand your divine purpose. You know, when I tell you my testimony. You know, I grew up Catholic. I always had a reverence and a respect for the Lord. My father was, you know, a God fearing man. And you know, he taught me, you know, to go to church and to serve God, but I never really had a personal relationship of my own. And then I went through college, and I had a salvation experience, you know, while I was in college, and it was real. But because I didn't have anyone to mentor me, you know, I fell to the wayside. You know, I fell back into old patterns. And so by the time I entered the workforce, I found myself really dealing with a strong spirit of depression. And the primary purpose why I was dealing with depression was because I was not functioning in my divine purpose. God had a divine purpose for me, but I didn't know what it was or what I was supposed to be doing. And so it would kind of work this way. You know, I would get up in the morning. I would literally cry all the way to work because I was depressed. You know, I was away from my family. I was in another city. I felt so far away from everything, who I was. I had a very successful career in the television news business, and I would head to work every day, and I would cry, and then I would go to work and put on my smiley face. And then I would leave work, and then I would cry on my way, you know, home. And I was miserable. And so I thought that the whole reason why I was miserable and unhappy was because I just needed to be in another city. I needed to have another job. So I left Huntsville and, you know, matriculated up to a manager's position in the newsroom in Tulsa. And so I knew things were going to change once I got to Tulsa. But they didn't. I was still depressed. I was still miserable. You know, so I thought, well, you know, basically I was going to party my way out of it. And so, you know, I used to love to club and hang out and you know, and party. And so when I got to Tulsa, I came in contact with this guy. He was my barber. And he kept inviting me to come to his church. And you know, at this time, when I was in Tulsa, which was like in the early 90s, you know, there was still a very strong influence of Oral Roberts in Tulsa, you know, in which, you know, Oral Roberts was a mighty man of God. At that point in time, Tulsa, I think it had been dry. It had been a dry county, but it was coming out of that. But it was still very, 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 very conservative. And so, you know, anytime I would go and I would ask people, I would say, well, where is there to hang out around here? I was like, you know, because I was trying to go to the club. And they kept inviting me to church. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I said, is that all that these people do around here, you know, is go to church? I was like, I was a sinner. So I was like, you know, is this all that these people do is go to church? I said, I want to go to a club. I want to hang out. I want to kick it. I want to have a good time. And so, you know, and everybody, I would say, I would ask people, I say, well, where, you know, can I meet people? They said, oh, well, you know, you can come to my church. And I was like, oh, gosh. I said, not again, you know, somebody asking me to come to their church. So, you know, obviously I was not happy in Tulsa. I told everybody, I was like, man, all these people do around here, they're just a bunch of nerds and squares, and all they do is go to church, you know. I was like, man, this is crazy. And so, nevertheless, my barber, he invited me to his church, and he was like, you know, Kyle, you need to come to my church. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's not a church that's really religious, which I didn't really understand what he meant by that, because I thought that religious was a good thing, you know. You know, I didn't understand the Christianese and terminology, you know. And so he invited me to his church, you know. So one Saturday night, I had gone out, you know, and y'all, I'm just being honest with you and giving you my real testimony. I had gone out and, you know, got drunk and everything. And I woke up that morning, and I just felt so sad and depressed. And I was like, man, I got to shake this off of me. So I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and go to that church, you know, that my barber has been inviting me to. So I found out where the church was. I looked it up, and I found out where it was. And, you know, this was all before the Internet. Well, the Internet was just coming out. This was like the early night. This was like 95, so the Internet was not as big as it is now. Everybody didn't have websites and stuff, but I was able to get a phone number. I looked it up in the Yellow Pages, and I was able to get a phone number, and then I called the phone number and got directions to the church. Okay, so I go to this church, and this church is actually still in Tulsa. It's no longer the church that it was when I was there. I think now it's owned by Siddiqui, Pastor Siddiqui. He's in that church now. But at that time it was Love Center. And so I go to the church, you know, and it's like it's a charismatic type church. I was not used to that, you know. I had grew up Catholic, and then, you know, when I joined church in Conway when I was in college, it was a Baptist church, you know. And so at this church, these people, they were like worshiping and praising God, and they had their hands all up in the air, and they were praying in tongues and all this other stuff. And I was like, oh wow, man, this is different, you know. And so, but I really, really enjoyed myself, and I really, really sensed the presence of God. And so the pastor, you know, he gives the altar call, and then the altar call, they give an altar call for salvation. You know, they give an altar call for rededication. And I was like, okay, well, that sounds like me, because I know I did give my heart to the Lord, even though I'm not sure where I stand right now. So I guess I need to be rededicated, you know. And then they gave a call to join the church. And I was like, well, I don't have a church right now. And then, but this is the one that really stood out. Then they gave an altar call if you wanted to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And so I was like, oh, that's interesting. Now, let me give you just a real, real quick history. My cousin, who I love dearly, my cousin in New Orleans, I would go to New Orleans every summer and spend time with my family. And my cousin Angela, she was a Pentecostal person. She had belonged to an Assembly of God Church Victory Fellowship, which is a big mega church in the New Orleans Metairie area. And so I would go to church with her, and I always enjoyed going to church with her. And I would see the people, you know, praying in tongues and stuff. And so I never had any problem with tongues. You know, some people had issues with tongues because they were taught different things about tongues, but I never had an issue with tongues. And because my cousin, she was my favorite cousins, and I knew she prayed in tongues, and I figured, well, she prayed in tongues, and tongues must be okay, because I loved my cousin Angela. And so so when I heard that they were giving the altar call, I said, hey, I want that, because I thought that, you know, tongues were just for special people, that I didn't realize that everybody could pray in tongues. I thought that praying in tongues was only for, you know, for special Christians. I didn't realize that you know, I could pray in tongues too. So when the minister gave the invitation, you know, for those people who want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, I was like, yes, 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 I want this. So I went back, you know, back to the prayer room, and I got filled with the Holy Spirit, rededicated my life to Christ, and joined the church all in the same Sunday. But I'm saying all this to say, when we talk about divine purpose, is that this was really, really significant because once I got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God began to identify my purpose. And he began to tell me that I was called and that I had a divine purpose. And when I began to relish the fact and understand that I actually was called on this earth to do something, I started getting excited. You know, I'm like, my God, I'm excited, because I knew that I had a divine purpose to fulfill. And, you know, guys, those of you who maybe you may be suffering from depression, or you may be dealing with sadness or the blues or whatever, I tell you, when you begin to identify what your purpose is, what your calling is, what you're supposed to be doing in life, I promise you, that spirit will lift, that spirit will break off of you. Why? Because you have a divine purpose. Now, let me share this too, and I'm going to open up the phone lines in a few minutes. You can call in at 347-996-3442. But what I also found is, and I'll talk about this a little bit more later, but whenever you start walking in your divine purpose, God will also begin to start increasing you and blessing you financially. You know, I have found this, you know, in the past 3 years since I've been prophetically counseling people, is that and I'm not saying all people's problems, but most people's issues, you know, whatever they're dealing with, it's because either A, they're out of alignment with what God has called them to, or B, you know, they don't understand their purpose. Because once you begin to start understanding your purpose, even your finances will begin to increase. Because when you start moving towards the purpose that God has for you, God will begin to start opening up the doors so that you can financially be increased. Because, you know, God has to provide where he guides. You know, God has to provide where he guides. You know, if God calls you and says, you know, I want you to be a millionaire, well, he's got to start moving you towards that direction. So he has to give you the resources for you to do what it is you need to do. You've got a calling on your life. God has got to give you the resources for you to do what he's called you to do. And if the resources are not coming, a lot of times I found in my life, it's because I'm not divinely, properly aligned with what God has called me to do. And I've seen it so many times in my life. Whenever I start veering off, because my issue in my life is that I have a lot of gifts. You know, I'm gifted in a lot of areas, and God has called me to do a lot of stuff. You know, and I can easily get in the ditch on any one area. And I found that whenever I get out of the parameters of what God has called me to, then my resources begin to dry up. You know, so that's another good thing, you know, another thing for you to look at and consider too, is when you look at your finances and your resources, and if your resources are drying up, it may be because God is trying to move you into another area. You know, and I see this a lot with people. They'll say, well, God called me to do this, or God told me to do this, or God told me to do that. Yeah, and he probably did, you know, but that doesn't mean that he necessarily wants you to do that forever. You know, so God may put you in a situation or require you or ask you to do something for a specific season because he's trying to, you know, instill in you a different task, a different skill set, knowledge on a particular thing, or even trying to open up doors for you to make divine connections. But it may not necessarily mean for you to do it forever. You know, so God begins to you know, allow your resources to be restricted so that he can get you properly aligned in the area in which he's called you to. So that's another thing for you to consider as well. You know, when you see your resources begin to dry up, Are you divinely aligned where God has called you to be? Amen. And those are all of the things that a prophet can help you do. A prophet can help you identify what your purpose is, what you're called to do, where you're supposed to be living. I've seen that a lot as a prophet. Sometimes people think that because they have a calling, that this calling is universal to anywhere I live. You know, and that's why you see pastors, they go start a church, you know, in another city, and it doesn't prosper. It doesn't prosper because their church is not where it's supposed to be. You know, people go start a business somewhere, and it doesn't prosper because that's not the area that God has called you to. You know, with every purpose and destiny and calling that God calls you to, he's also got a geographical location that he wants you to be in. So, see, all of these things go together. You know, one time I was praying to the Lord, and I was just sharing with him about, you know, why people are not successful and stuff. And one of the things the Lord told me, he said, you know, Kyle, very few of my people are even, this is what he told me. He said, it was twofold. He said, one, very few of my people are doing what I've told them to do, what I've called them to do. And they said, the second thing is very few people are living where I've called them to live. You know, so that's very important. That's very important. You know, we do need to identify even geographically where we're supposed to be living. You know, when you look at the Abraham, you know, God did not allow Abraham to walk in his divine prosperity until he left the area where he was living and moved somewhere else. Or we even see it with Jacob. When Jacob realigned and moved away, God began to prosper and increase him. We see even with Joseph, that Joseph could never be a leader of his brothers while he was in Israel. So God had to allow a scenario to come up by which, Joseph would be abducted and enter into slavery and go into Egypt so that God could geographically get Joseph where he was supposed to be. Joseph wasn't called to be in Israel. Joseph was called to be in Egypt. You know, so geographical location, that's another thing that's extremely important when we talk about divine purpose. So I'm about to open up the phone lines, but before I do, I want to pray for you that you will identify your purpose, that God will speak to you and minister to you and realign you in his purpose. So I'm going to pray for you now. And any of you now, you want to be aligned in the divine purpose that God has for you, I want you to just, you know, stand in agreement while I pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for those people who are listening tonight. And Father, I know that there are people who are listening who have divine purpose. They have a divine calling. They have a divine reason for why you have established them here in the earth, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that by your Spirit that you're going to anoint them and that you're going to align or maybe even realign them to the purpose and the calling by which they've been called to. And I also say, Lord, that you're going to geographically place them where they need to be. And so, Father, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, and like I said, you know, that's part of the prophetic. The prophetic will identify your purpose and your calling. You know, those of you, are familiar with my ministry, you can go to my website, you know, and request a prophetic word. You put in the notes section, you say, hey, you know, Prophet Kyle, I want to know what God's purpose is for my life, you know, and I'd be more than happy to minister and speak to you and prophesy to you concerning God's divine will for your life. Amen. Because God wants to identify to you what it is that you're called to do. You know, what's your purpose? What's your calling? And I promise you, once you identify your divine calling and your purpose, God will bless you. Amen, 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 amen. All right, I'm gonna open up the phone lines for a few minutes, and we're going to minister to a few people. All right, caller, your last four digits, 7921, you're live and on the air.
Hi, Prophet Kyle. I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the message tonight, and I really felt as if you were speaking, like, directly to me. So I just want to thank you for that.
Amen. Amen. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Cecily.
Cecily. Okay, Cecily. You know, Cecily, you know, God is reconfiguring you. You know, it's like you were moving in one direction. God said, okay, now I'm going to apprehend you and I'm going to send you the totally opposite way. Now, this is the thing. You know, the Lord's wanting me to share with you is that even like with your family, the ties, you know, that you have with your family, which is good, when you start moving in this direction, it's not going to always be met with, you know, accolades or applause. You know, they're going to sometimes question you and say, you know, why are you doing this and why are you doing that? But the Lord wants you to know, just keep on moving forward in what he's told you to. And God says that the proof will be in the pudding. You know, that when they see the fruit of what you're experiencing and when they see the fruit of your success, then they'll understand. So the Lord says, just continue to move in what it is that you called and know that God says, I've breathed upon you and I've breathed upon your purpose. God says, put to paper what it is that you know that I've called you to do. And God says, as my word has said, when you write that vision and make it plain, God says that although it may linger or tarry, God says, I'll run to perform it. I'll hasten to perform it in your life, says the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Okay, next caller, you are 0156.
Hello, this is Maria from Syracuse, New York.
Hey, Maria, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Did you take anything from the teaching tonight?
Yeah, I love hearing lots of stories, and you gave a whole lot of stories, so I learned a lot.
Okay, well, good. Did you have any questions or anything?
I'm not going to ask any questions, just general.
Okay.
Whatever God has to say.
Okay. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Maria. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And Maria, the Lord says, this is a time for you to mount up with wings of eagles. God says that this is a time where I'm rising you up. God says I'm causing you to come up from out of the ashes into a new blessing in me. And so God says, this time you're not going to be turned around. This time you're not going to be pushed out. This time you're not going to be pushed away. But this is a time where God says you're going to triumph. And God says, I'm going to cause even your enemies to be astounded because they'll see the hand of God in your life. And God says, I'm going to do it exponentially. And God says, I'm going to do it immediately. And God says, watch and see it come to pass, says the Spirit of the living God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller, 7193.
Oh, good. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm well. Who's speaking?
Ann.
Okay, Ann, what's going on?
I was blessed by the word because I think I need a realignment, and I'm like searching right now with my life. Marriage fell apart, and feel like I'm in the ministry and I'm just sitting there and I just want more now.
Well, one thing I'm hearing the Lord is telling me to tell you is that you're a writer. God says a lot of how your purpose is going to be aligned is through writing. God says he skilled you and gifted you in that area, and God says it's time for you to put the pen to the paper and begin to start writing. And so I pray that the Lord will release a scribe's anointing upon your life, whereby which you'll be gifted and you'll be able to move forward in your writing, because God says you're going to find the writing to be not only therapeutic, but it's also going to have pay in dividends, because people are going to ask you to present things and write things on their behalf. I see you even doing some ghost writing, you know, where you'll be writing for some name brand people. Well, praise God. Okay. You'll be, thank you, Lord. Oh, I feel the anointing. You're going to be like some name brand people. and you'll be doing some ghost writing for them, where you'll be writing some things for them. God says just begin to start moving in that, and you're going to find and see the fulfillment in it as well. I also see some creative writing, like a story that's going to be generated into like a play, something of that nature, an artistic area where you'll be telling a story. It's going to be kind of somewhat semi-autobiographical, but it's going to share a story of a situation that you came through and how God brought you out of it. It's going to minister to people, and a lot of people are going to come to the Lord by it, says God. So, Father, I thank you for it. I thank you for this, Lord. Just realign her, place her where she needs to be. Just place her where she needs to be so that she can move forward. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, because I love creative writing.
Oh, wow.
That word. Yeah.
Amen.
I do like to write and skits and plays and all that. So I thank God for that, because I haven't done it in a long time.
Wow. It's time to move back to your purpose.
Amen. Thank you so
God
much.
Bless.
God bless you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. I'm going to open it up for one more person. Okay. Caller, your last four digits, 3339.
Yeah, Kyle, this is Mary. I haven't heard you in a while. I had to get me a new phone and everything.
Okay.
But I'm in the process of moving. I went and looked at a place, and okay. I kind of think that I'm going to go ahead on and go with it and take the place, because mm-hmm. where I'm at, I'm going to have to be out of here by April, and I'm going through some other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be assured that this is where God wants me, and so I can be properly aligned, and God surround me with the people that I'm going to be connected to, because I have a calling on my life. So it's just me just being where God wants me to be. I have a person that I'm involved with, and things are kind of shaky right now, but I have to move forward, and I don't want to be hindered from doing God's will.
Yeah, as you were talking, I saw someone like passing through a corridor, like a hall. It was dark, and then as it began to walk through, I began to see like God's glory light shine, and what the Lord was saying is that's what's going on with you. You've been walking through a dark period, and now you're coming out on the other side of it, you know. And so God said this is really a time for you to begin to pull the bull by the horns and rein
mm-hmm.
some things in. God says don't mm-hmm. worry about resources. God says this
uh-huh.
is a season where I'm going to provide the resources for you. You just do what he told you to do. And God says
uh-huh.
you're going to see the stuff manifest itself in your life. And God says
okay.
know that you know that you know that my word is performing itself in your life. And, you know, concerning
mm-hmm.
that relationship, don't
mm-hmm.
just, you know, not that he's not a good person, but he's just not where you are now. You know, God is
yeah.
taking you to another level. So as you move up, you know, that
mm-hmm.
compatibility begins to change. And it's not
okay.
that he's a bad person, but it's just that he's not in agreement where God is moving you now. So,
okay.
you know, you got to have those people that can roll and rock with you and move.
Okay.
And move with you
yes.
when God is moving with you, you know. It's like you connected at a point in time where you know you
mm-hmm.
were in another place in your life, and so
mm-hmm.
it worked then, because he was an
mm-hmm.
encouragement and a blessing to you. But now, you know, you're
yeah.
moving forward, and so
mm-hmm.
it's. So the relationship is you know, the dynamics
mm-hmm.
of the relationship has
mm-hmm.
changed. But it doesn't mean he's a bad person or anything. It just means that now you've outgrown him.
Uh-huh.
And now it's time for you to move forward.
Oh, okay. And so I can take the place.
Yeah, just go ahead and move forward, and then all of the resources and everything is going to be there for you to do that.
All right. I'm gonna do that, and then I'm believing God too for me a laptop and stuff, because I don't have one. So
you need a laptop.
Yeah, I need a laptop.
Amen, amen. Well, we just pray and ask God to give you that.
Oh,
so Lord, just bless her with that laptop in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
and then this is what I would encourage. I would encourage you to do. You know, when Jesus, you know, when Jesus was feeding the multitudes, the Scripture says that he took what he had, which, you know, was two fishes and five loaves of bread. And Scripture says he broke the bread and he blessed it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he broke it, and then he blessed it, the Scripture says that God multiplied it. So, you know, take a seed, sow whatever you have, whatever that is that you have, and sow it, you know, break it, you know, sow half here, sow half somewhere else where you break it, and then bless it.
Yeah.
You know, say, Lord, I thank you for it. And God says he'll increase it and he'll multiply it.
Oh, right, because I've been, you know, concerned about my son, too, because he's staying with me and, oh, it's really been something.
Amen. But you're coming through.
Yes. All right.
Amen.
Well, I appreciate it. I love you in Christ.
Love you too.
And,
love you too, sir.
And I really thank God for you. And I love your ministry. So, like I said, it's been a while since I listened in because I had to get me another phone. So I'm going to do all I can to keep up with it. And when I get blessed with the laptop.
Amen. 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 We praise the Lord for the upgrade.
Yes.
Amen. God
All
bless
right.
you.
And you have a blessed evening.
You too.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, y'all. Before we close, I do want to share something with you that's on my heart. You know, the Lord has given me a calling to fulfill the Great Commission. You know, Jesus says, "Go into all nations." Proclaiming my word and make disciples of all men. And the Lord has called me to go to Africa next month. I'm going to a church, you know, in Africa that doesn't have much money at all. Matter of fact, they don't have any money for me to come. And I prayed and the Lord asked me and told me that he wanted me to go to this church and minister to the people in Ghana. And so this whole thing of me even going has been a faith walk, and little by little God has been providing the resources, you know, for my plane ticket and to get my passport and to get my visa, and all this stuff is expensive, right? You know, and God has given me the money, and now I'm believing God for, you know, finances to be able to take care of things once I get there and take care of customs expenses and all of those things. So I'm asking you if you would prayerfully consider sowing a seed to the ministry. If you go on my website, I do have an area that mentions the trip to Ghana. And what the Lord has told me is that those people who sow into my missions trip to Ghana, the Lord said that he would allow them to be blessed with a Deuteronomy 1:11 blessing. It was Deuteronomy 1:11 says, "May the Lord thy God bless thee 1,000 times more." And so he told me those people who would sow a seed into that ministry, into my ministry, and going to Africa, they would experience a 1,000-fold blessing on their finances. And, of course, it may be something in particular that you're believing God for, and it may not be financial. It may be a restoration of a marriage, increase in your family, you know, a loved one that you want to see saved. So if you are led to sow, you know, in the comment section of the PayPal button, you can actually put in there what it is that you believe in God for, and I'll stand in faith and I will agree with you in prayer. Now, all of those people who give for me to go to Africa, I'm taking my prayer clause, you know, the prayer clause that you can get on my website. I'm taking those prayer clause to Africa with me, and me along with Prophet Charles and Pariam and a host of other prophets in Africa and prayer warriors, we're going to pray over those handkerchiefs And we're going to believe, God, that you receive a special impartation of his anointing, of his Holy Spirit. So prayerfully consider that if you're led to that. Also, too, if you need a prophetic word from the Lord, or if, you know, you're considering you're in a tough spot in your life and you need prophetic counseling, you can also go to my website as well at prophetkyle.com and request those services, and I'll be happy to bless you. I love you guys so much, and I look forward to spending next week with you on Beauty for Ashes. Bye-bye.